Faces, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Daniel.
Whoa, love that. Hi, everybody. Have you had a fantastic weekend? Thanks for joining us here on Family Feud, where tonight two families will answer some very simple questions to help us work out which one of them has a better grasp on how their fellow Australians think, and it could earn them $10,000 as well. So let's meet our families now. First up, our carryover champs from Victoria, the Zamora family. That's it.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Have you had a great weekend? Remind Australia who's on board this team.
My daughter Stephanie, my son Cameron, and my other daughter Chrissy.
Lovely. Good to see you again. And ready to take them on tonight from New South Wales, the Brady family.
Hi,
how are you? Good. Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Who have you brought along?
My sister Amanda, my sister Rebecca, and my sister-in-law Nicole.
Great to have you guys here. Righto, team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. What's something you'll always remember about your wedding day? Marcy.
The night.
The
first night.
Is that right, Marcy? Was it good for you, was it? Do you mean the reception?
No.
You got... I thought as much. Jo.
I'm going to say wedding dress.
Show me dress. Lovely. Well played. do you remember your wedding day?
I do.
Was it a lovely day?
It was the perfect day.
Was it the greatest day of your life?
Absolutely.
So what's something you'll always remember about your wedding day?
My partner.
Without him, it would be a very lonely day. First strike. It's only the first strike. Rebecca?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm very well.
Something you'll always remember about your wedding day?
The first dance.
Are you married?
I am married, yes.
Yeah. What was the song that you chose?
The song was from Karate Kid 2. I forgot what it was. Yes, you did that, yes.
I did that.
First
it's a great
dance.
Song.
We're really going well at the moment,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Nicole, you?
Yes.
How about it?
The actual venue, the reception.
You remember the reception?
Yes.
There we go.
That's it.
It's coming to me. Jo.
Yeah.
Something you'll always remember about your wedding day?
The photos.
The photos. Wow. Oh, my God. The glory of love.
Oh, that's it, yes.
Third strike, though. Chrissy.
I'm going to go with the speech.
Cam.
The kiss.
Stephanie.
I'm going to go the handover from the dad to the husband.
Sort of baton change. There you go, mate. All yours. Good luck. Marcy.
I'm going to go for the kiss, the kiss, the kiss.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, it seals the deal, doesn't it? We're good with kiss?
Yeah.
Let's see it on the board. Nice work, Samoras. Grabbing the first game, number 8. Speeches.
The ring. The way.
A lot of fun. So well done, Zamoras. They've got a 30-point lead right now. If either one of these families go on to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be driving home the brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. The Outlander seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk-sensing headlamps and CVT auto with paddle shift. And for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name something you associate with a mermaid. Not merman. When we come back on The Feud in just a sec. Two families are still battling it out for a chance to win $10,000. Before the break, I asked, name something you associate with a mermaid. The top answer was...
fish tail!
Fish tail, nice work. And I think it's always fun to think about maybe the other way around, with, like, human legs and a fish head.
Would you be...
imagine how odd that would look. Did I say that out loud? I did say that out loud. Stephanie, Amanda, let's... let's play.
Sometimes I just should shut up.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Name a type of code.
Amanda.
Morse.
Morse code.
Well done. Pass the play.
You look incredibly unsure then, Rebecca, about what to do.
You're going, play pass, I don't know, can someone please answer?
It's the artist in me, I have no idea, so I'll just go with it.
Okay, let's do it.
Type of code.
This is a little bit off-centre, but braille, in the sense of code.
Let's have a look.
No, nice try.
Nicole?
Postcode.
Postcode. There you are.
So you go to the shops, right?
Yeah.
And you buy a little something for yourself.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, feel a bit special. So you come home. And what do you do to the hubby?
I tell him it's been in the wardrobe for a long time.
Yeah, what? Didn't buy anything today.
No,
it's been there for ages.
Just have him worn it.
So you kind of trick him.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah.
He knows.
So it's just a little game you guys politely have.
Makes me feel better.
Mm. So who are you kidding? You're kidding yourself, really,
yeah,
are you, Joe?
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes we need an excuse to do things.
That's right.
Type of code?
Security code.
Security code? Yeah. Oh. Second strike. The Zamora family could steal, so they're going to have a think, Amanda.
What about a barcode?
Let's have a look.
Yeah. Rebecca.
Dress code.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. First one off and away.
I'm so much. I'm not going to live it down now. Thank you.
Nicole.
An area code.
An area code. Oh, okay. As a different to the postcode. I know what you mean. On the phone number. Unfortunately, does not work for you. Zamora. Chrissy.
A bank code.
Cam.
Pin code.
Stephanie.
I'm going to go your pin code.
Marcy, yours to choose.
Same pin code.
Pin code it is. Yes. Nice work, Zamora. Scrap some points. Extends their lead. Final answer on the board, number 6. The Da Vinci Code. Wow. Sometimes you really do have to think outside the square. So it's 106, but no points yet for the Brodies. But let's see if we can get you guys on the board now with some double points in this round, OK? So give me Cam, give me Rebecca. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a piece of property on the original Monopoly game board. Cam.
A house.
A house.
Thinking the wrong thing. Mm. Yeah.
Maybe thinking the wrong thing. Let's see if you can think the right thing, Rebecca.
Trafalgar Square.
Trafalgar? Nice. Pass or play. I kind of see where Cam's mind went, and I kind of did the same thing. But well done, Rebecca. Piece of property on the original Monopoly game board.
Mayfair.
Mayfair's good. Yeah. Are you good at board games?
No.
Competitive?
I cheat.
You cheat. Oh, so you're the one who wants to hoard all the money, buy everything quickly, and send everyone broke.
That's right.
Yeah. Piece of property on the original Monopoly game board.
And that's what I'm going to say, Park Lane.
Is that the expensive one?
Second up from Mayfair.
Gotcha.
Oh, you knew that really well, Amanda.
I'm thinking Bond Street. Yes.
Yeah, I remember it. Is it there? Having a much better round this time, Rebecca, aren't you guys?
We
good.
Are. Oxford.
Mmm. Yes. No. Good first strike. Nicole.
Yes.
Piece of property on the original Monopoly game board.
I've got one in my head. I don't know if it's made up though. Pall Mall? Yeah.
Pall Mall?
Pall Mall?
Pall Mall? Pall Mall? Whatever.
You say Pall Mall, say Pall Mall.
No. Pall Mall it is.
Joe, looking good. 3 left.
I'm going to say King's Cross Station.
Yep. Sorry. Not in the top eight, at least. Amanda?
Fleet Street?
Fleet Street. Let's take a look. Three strikes. So the Zamora family's been having a think. Chrissy, your thoughts?
I'm going to have to pass.
OK, cool. That's OK,
I'm going to say jail.
Jail?
Yes. The
place everyone hates most. Yeah, that's right. Stephanie?
I was leaning towards Collect 200, but I think I might go to jail as well.
Yeah. OK, Marcy.
Jail.
OK. Jail it is. Jail's
jail.
Good.
Jail.
Is jail there, though? Jail! Well done, Zamora's. Number eight. Old Kent Road. Railway stations, all of them. Right, everybody, 254 Zamora's are on fire at the moment. You know what, Bradys? You did most of the work, though, in that last game, and they stole it all in the dying second. So don't stress about that zero on the front. We'll turn that one around a little later on in the game. Now, if you love this show, then you'll love 10 Play. You can catch all the highlights and the fun bits that go on behind the scenes here, and you also might enjoy playing our official Family Feud game. Head to 10 Play, all the details are there. Triple points, as I mentioned, when we come back. Give the Bradys a chance. Brady's over here. Joe's laughing.
Losers.
No, you're not. You are not a loser, Joe. Oh, this is just a tough round tonight of a couple of questions, of which I might add you've done the bulk of the work. It just so happens that these guys tend to steal it from you in the last seconds. The Zamoras have the lead, and a comfortable lead too of 254. So the family gets the 300 points in this round. We'll get the chance to win $10,000 in our fast money round. We're playing for triple points, OK, Brady's? Let's do it. Have some hope. Give me Chrissy. Give me Nicole. Let's play. We still had 100 people on the top seven answers are on the board. Name something you need when you have a dog. Chrissy.
Pet food.
Pet food.
Fruit to eat.
Not the top answer though, Nicole.
A kennel.
Let's see. Pass or play, Zamora. Something you need when you have a dog.
A name.
A name. Good thinking, sadly not there, Stephanie.
Toys? Like a bone or a toy?
Yeah. Second strike. Okay, Brady, so you get the chance to potentially steal, so have a think of an option. Cam?
I'm thinking like maybe a water bowl.
Yeah, let's have a look. Three strikes from three attempts. Wow, Brady, this is the shot you needed. Nicole?
Lead to walk the dog.
Rebecca.
Yes. A collar.
Amanda.
Yes. A ball.
Ball. Joe. Yes. Hey, look, audience seem to love all of those suggestions. Let me just say that this is the kind of the final round in the game.
No.
What's your answer?
A dog lead.
A dog lead to walk the book.
I can't look.
A lot of love and support for it from the Bradys. Can we get you some points finally? So two of the options are up there. Well done. Look, it was... Lead was right. You don't get the lead, but don't worry, because no team has reached 300 points, which means we'll go to sudden death. So, team captains, to the podium. We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Name a musical instrument people might play when busking. Marcy.
A guitar.
Is guitar the top answer for the win? Congratulations, Zamora! Survived a sudden death shootout. Joe, really well done. Great fight back, Amanda. Rebecca, Nicole. After having 0 points the whole way, I thought you were going to grab the win right at the very end there. But really, you did yourselves proud.
Thanks
well done,
lot.
Joe. Look, it wasn't... You won't go home empty-handed. We're going to give you guys a $1,000 movie gift card from Hoyts, Australia's leading entertainment company, so you can experience more at a Hoyts cinema. And you'll also be taking home our brand-new Family Feud game, available at Toys R Us, Games World and Mind Games.
Thank
then
you.
The Brady Bunch. We are the phone and supplying Fast Money, come on over. Wow. You were, I did notice some very serious celebrating every time you won a game over there, so we're a little excited tonight, I can tell.
Yes, yes.
Ready to take home some money?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to start this process by sending you first back to our soundproof booth. Off you go, Cam, and you and I shoot for $10,000, which you would do what with if you won?
Go on a cruise.
Yes, that's right, the cruise. We love cruises, yes, don't we? We've been around the world and we want to go more.
Yes.
We do it next. Fast Money on The Feud.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Let's see if the Zamora family can win some cash and go on a holiday. We love holidays.
We do,
just
we do.
Lying on the deck of a nice cruise ship, going somewhere into the Mediterranean,
yes.
Just being self-served a drink with a nice little umbrella in it.
No.
If you and Cameron get turner points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Cameron's now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. There he is. He's loving it in there too. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back at this time and the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Yes.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck, Marcy.
Thank you.
Name somewhere you'd find palm trees.
Miami.
Name something you pluck.
Your eyebrows.
Name someone who's likely to wear a singlet.
Yobbo.
Name a good biscuit to eat with a cup of tea.
Tea biscuit.
Name an occupation that earns less money than it should.
Oh, cleaners.
OK, lovely. Well, well, well. How do you feel?
Not very good.
No?
No.
Oh, OK. Name somewhere you'd find palm trees, you said. Miami?
Yes.
Survey says... Computer says no.
They are there.
Name something you pluck, you said. Eyebrows. Survey says.
Yeah.
Name someone who's likely to wear a singlet, you said.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. On national television, right around the country, the whole country. Just heard you say that. Did you?
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference? Survey says. Name a good biscuit to eat with a cup of tea. You kind of froze for a bit here and then you said... You're stuck. And I like the way your brain worked here because you were clearly stuck for an actual biscuit and then you went, all right, what did Grant say? He said the word tea and he said the word biscuit. Tea biscuit! That's kind of how you sort of worked your way through it, which isn't bad. Don't know whether it's an actual biscuit, though. Survey says... Oh! Okay. Smarty pants.
To English people.
Name an occupation that earns less money than it should, you said. Cleaner. Survey says. Oh! That would have got some points. Yeah. Marcy, no worries. Head back to family. Clear the board. Cam, you need 134 points to get $10,000. So you've got a little bit of work to do.
Okay.
Going to ask you the same 5 questions. You're the second player and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds.
Yep.
If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound and I'll ask you to try again.
Okay.
Can we remind everybody of Marcy's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question.
Thanks.
Name somewhere you'd find palm trees.
Hawaii.
Name something you pluck.
Eyebrows.
Try again.
Pass.
Name someone who's likely to wear a singlet.
Beach person.
Name a good biscuit to eat with a cup of tea.
Cookies.
Name an occupation that earns less money than it should.
Nurse.
Name something you pluck.
The thing from the fences. Oh my God, no. What's it called? Yeah, you know how it... from freezer stuff.
Okay. So what?
You know,
name something you pluck.
A splinter.
Oh, the thing from the fences,
yeah.
Everybody.
In case you know. No one understood.
Are you a professional robber? What are you doing jumping people's backyards? All right, let's go. Wonderfully descriptive answers the whole way through. We only require one word, however.
Yeah, of course.
Name somewhere you'd find palm trees. You said Hawaii. Survey says 12. Oh. Island was the top answer. So we need 122 now. Name something you pluck. You said the thing from.
They wrote that.
Well, that's all you got out before you ran out of time.
Yeah. Well,
let's see how many score you get. If you had said chicken, you would have had the second top answer. Eyebrows was the top answer. Name someone who's likely to wear a singlet. You said.
Wow. Did I seriously say that?
a beach person.
Under pressure a little bit, not gonna lie.
That's okay, that's what happens. Yeah. It kind of gives everybody at home a sense of just actually how, you know, intimidating this situation can sometimes be. What's a beach person?
So, you know, someone that just hangs around at the beach, you know, goes to the beach a lot, surfies, that kind of thing, you know.
Okay. Survey says. Tradie was the top answer. Mm-hmm. Name a good biscuit to eat with a cup of tea. You said. A cookie. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You could have said.
Makes sense.
Maybe a round type thing made from flour and sugar that sits on my sauce. Survey says. Tim Tam was the top answer. Name an occupation that earns less money than it should. You said nurse. Yeah. Is there 122 in this one?
Let's hope so. But
the survey says 24. Okay. So good, strong finish. Teacher was the top answer, Cam, and you get $10 for every fast money point. Good try. They'll be back again tomorrow to shoot for that $10,000 one more time. The project's coming up next. Remember, the big bash right here on 10 tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm Grant Tenya. Good night, Australia.